We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the wealth of iman. This is a great wealth, the greatest wealth in the world, above the skies, below the skies, above the earth, below the earth. The greatest ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wealth of iman. Iman ulama explains such a thing, yazidu wa yanqus. Iman increases, iman decreases. Iman increases, iman decreases based upon a person's mahol, his halat, the time of his life or her life. Ulama explained there are different types of iman. One is halat ka iman. One is iman a person has because of the conditions around her, around him. She has some halat in her life, some condition in her life. Iman increases. Naturally, we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person has some condition, the children are troubling, they've gone far from deen. All the marital problem, financial problem, parents, children, whatever it may be. Because of a halat, a person now is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, very, very important, the ulama explain also, any halat comes in my life. How do I know this halat, this condition, whether it be some marital problem, or my child is going through some problem, or myself, or financial, whatever it may be, or my health also. Whatever the halat may be in my life, how do I know this halat, this condition is a test from Allah, or a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's my reaction. If my reaction is I turn to Allah, and I increase my ta'alluq, my ibadat, my inabat, my grace in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this condition that has come upon me is a test and a pass. But if I go further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, example, my child now, mashallah, became hafiz of Quran. Now I'm at a crossroad. Which way do I go with my child? Put him back in school, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or put him in the path of Allah? Shouldn't be that now, many of us say to our children, that do your heels quickly, so you get back to school. That is not success. That is not the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala chose my child to become a hafiz. Allah ta'ala chose me to go in the path of Allah. It's a ni'mat of Allah. Now I turn more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So halat will come. Every day we are making decisions in our lives, as parents, as individuals, we're making decisions. How to make the correct decision. So all these halat will come. Every decision we look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they make decisions in their lives. We look in the lives of Sahaba and the Sahabiyat, the female Sahaba ikram. What was the level of their iman? Allah says, so all the halat radiallahu anhum maradu anhum. They made such decisions in their life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am happy with them. Allah is happy with them. Waradu anhu, and they are happy with Allah. Ajeeb, Allah says they are happy with me. What does it mean? What do we understand? Allah is happy. Allah is pleased with us because we are trying to become the beloveds of Allah. We make the effort of deen. But Sahaba, Allah says they are happy with Allah also. Radiallahu anhum, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waradu anhu, what does it mean? It meant whatever condition Allah put the Sahaba ikram in, they were absolutely contented and pleased and happy. No objection, whatever halat came, whether poverty, whether prosperity, whether good health, whether ill health, whether children, whether family, whether parents, every condition, radina billahi rabba. We are happy with Allah as our Rabb. Any halat came, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adverse, favorable. All conditions they knew is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the only solution is Allah. The condition is from Allah, solution is Allah. That's why in Quran Sharif Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that I will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Today we have this concept because we are living in a Western environment. So what they have portrayed to be a good life and success, we believe it. That life should be like this. I should be enjoying now prosperity. Good home, good car, good food. We feel that this now is success. That my children should get the best education. Yes, best deeni education. But because of the environment around us, we've taken those concepts. And we regard that to be the correct thing. To the extent that now even the children have this sense of entitlement, that it is my right to eating this type of food. We find it commonly, a child will come to the table to the dasturkhan, and the food is not to his liking, I don't eat. Doesn't regard it to be a ni'mat of Allah. He regards the food to be his right. If I don't get the right food, fulfilling the right I think I'm entitled to, then I won't eat. And how many of other, unfortunately, it slaves the children to food. Their food becomes their life. How they will go up in the path of Allah? Sahaba, that is why he's saying, we have to go back to the lives of Sahaba. Allah Ta'ala says that I am pleased with them and they are pleased with me. Whatever they got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a bounty and ni'mat. They thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they understood that 24 hours of my life, I am the slave of Allah. Whatever Allah gives me as a slave, I'm happy with it. Any halat came, any conditions came, individually, infiradi, ijtima'i, on a larger level, family level, whatever challenges will come, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every condition. This is what type of iman. But Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, their iman was absolutely firm, was increasing. The ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, you know, halat will come. Youngster is writing matric exam. Now, mashallah, is in the masjid, making long du'as. When the results will come out, then the salah is gone, now it's parting time. Now it's holiday. Allah is forgotten. We went through the halat and conditions, subhanAllah, how many masturat will come upon tahajjud also? My daughters are getting a proposal. This wazifa, that wazifa, this wazifa. Remember, the wazifa can't work. Without Allah, the wazifa cannot work. We read the wazifa to please Allah, not for the condition. We read salatul hajat to please Allah, not for the condition. The salah can't change the condition. I read such a salatul hajat, Allah becomes so happy with me, Allah will change my condition. And yet, even if you don't change it, I will still perform the salah. Because I'm a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All halat that came returned to Allah. But this is one level of iman. But as I mentioned, our halat is such that halat and conditions will come, will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will remove the halat and conditions and slowly you drift away from Allah. Things came right. You have a better life. Like slowly you drift away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So halat, all conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes sabr, sometimes shukr. Sometimes we be patient, sometimes we be shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no complaints. Sabr ul jameel. No complaints. How can a slave complain? How can a slave complain? When Wali of Allah bought a slave, he took it home, he asked the slave, what will you eat? The slave says, I'm a slave, what choice do I have? Whatever you give me, my master, I will eat. What clothes will you wear? Oh my master, whatever clothes you give me, I'm a slave. According to how you tell me to dress, what to wear, accordingly I will dress, I'm a slave. Where will you sleep the night? Oh my master, wherever you put me. The Wali of Allah says, you taught me the lesson of servitude and slavery to Allah. I have only complained, whether food, whether this, whether that. All conditions in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is halat ka iman? Then you have mahol ka iman. Iman that is based upon the environment. Now Ramadan, the environment is conducive. So we come on to amal. Person goes for hajj, masturat go for hajj. They, mashallah, in the pious environment. So mashallah, we dress accordingly. Hijab, niqab, burqa, etc. Mahol is there. One hadith happened for hajj. Environment was different, he put on his kurta, he grew a beard. Hajj finished, he came back to Jeddah, went to the bathroom, he saw his face in the mirror, I don't look right. And he shaved his beard. Environment just changed. His iman also got weak. So what is iman based upon mahol and environment? The environment is good, that is why we are saying make ta'lim in the home. Create such an environment in the home. And my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says that the biggest teacher in any person's life, especially with the children, is an environment. The Divine One will teach the child. If the mother is made in the womb, she has a direction in life that my children must become da'is of deen, they must move in the path of Allah. This is her aspiration. She and the husband together, we're moving together in the path of Allah. If we're not moving in the path of Allah, ulama say, if we're not in deen, then our life is a lie. And we see how these lies has become apparent now, it's become so visible. This lie has become so visible. If I use a better word to understand now, one is our life has become a lie, it's become a make-up. Everything is made up right now. Nothing is reality. And we know our homes also, is this all a make-up? Reality is Jannat. We have to make up the home. We have to decor the home. We have to put this into place. We have to paint everything. We have to make it look nice. Even the toilet now, to put flowers in the toilet to make it look nice. And so many things we bring in the houses to make it up. We are looking for the pleasures of Jannat where Allah Pak hasn't kept it. You want a Jannati life in this world where Allah Pak hasn't kept it. Mawlana says that the reality is this dunyavi life, this world, this life of this world is only window shopping for Jannat. Window shopping. But we love this world so much now, we don't believe it. We say this is everything. That now we are advertising our lives also, social media. But it's fake, it's not true, it's a virtual life. It's a fake life, it's a lie. Real life is the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That was reality. When the homes, the out was taking place, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُلَّ Quran says, make mudhakara. Min ayatillah. The ayat of Allah that have been revealed, make mudhakara fi buyutikulla in your homes. Make mudhakara of this ayat, and hikmah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today my son, or my daughter, 11, 10 years old, we hear the vocabulary, that they're hearing us talking on the cell phone. And they pick up everything we are saying. Whether it's business deals, whether now it's family. And the way we speak, the way we say things, what we are saying, they pick it up. There's a environment in the house right now. Whether it's holidays, whether it's going here, whether it's doing that. They know everything in the house. The environment is the biggest teacher. Iman ka mahol. So mahol ka iman. The iman based upon mahal and environment. So what environment we make in our homes? Our Kabir has given us already a syllabus. Da'wat in the house. Imani mudhakara. Imani mudhakara. So we bring our entire home upon the tarteeb, upon the pattern of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. If the wife in the house makes this decision, then the house runs on her tarteeb. What she wants in the house. If she wants deen in the house, ulama explained the husband can bring deen to the front door, but he can't take it inside. If she doesn't want parda, she doesn't want segregation, she doesn't want the children to dress according to deen, the sunnah tariqah, husband can't do anything. He can make all the noise, he will try, he will speak to her. She will dress the child how she wants to dress the child. How she was eaten in the house, on the table, or on the sunnah dasturkhan, she will implement it. How she wants the husband to spend his time in the house, she dictates it. He can only bring deen to the front door. She takes it in, subhanallah, the house, the color of the house will change. She'll take in the deen. She says, we're eating on the floor, sunnah. This is the best way. Sunnah tariqah akmal hai, ashal hai, ajmal hai. Sunnah tariqah is the best, most perfect. Unfortunately, we know that for us now what is fancy, what is five star? Five star means further away from sunnah. What a top da'wat it was. So much of israf is it was tops. That's how we're having ours also. Who was the caterer? And see the color coordination. We say this was top da'wat. Further away from the sunnah. Inna lillahi. We have to come back to the sunnah. We have to look for the beauty in the sunnah, the simplicity. Inna al-badatata min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. The sunnah is the most perfect way. There's full beauty in the sunnah. I can see the beauty in the sunnah, there's chamak, there's pull in there, there's jazb in there, in the sunnah. But my children, I see sunnah in them. My home, there's sunnah. In my life, there's sunnah. My everyday life, there's sunnah. One is now, you put up the boards in the home, dua before toilet, before wuzu, after wuzu. The world is looking nice, but nobody is reading it. We have to read the du'as. We won't read it. The biggest da'i, the biggest shaykh in the home is the mother. She will make islah of the children, she will make islah of the husband also. But remember, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was nadir. Bashiru wa nadir. He was a bringer of glad tidings and a warner. He was also a warner. He warned the sahaba ikram. But how did he warn them? Mufassirin say, he warned them with compassion. In a positive way. He picked them up. Ma ba'la qawmin. What happened to the people? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Not you and you and you. It was muhabbat and love and compassion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned the sahaba radiallahu anhu. Because he was rahmatul lil alameen. So to bring deen in our homes completely. Bring deen our homes based upon iman. Iman ka deen. One is halat will come, environment will be there, deen will be there. Halat will go, deen will go. Environment will change, but iman will go also. You want the deen and the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. What was the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhu? That we have to study. Then we have to go back to Medina Munawwara. And see that environment of the Sahabiyat. What the environment they created in Medina Munawwara. Abdul Hamid Sahib says, in every country you see where deen is prevailing, whether it be in Afghanistan, whether it be in other countries, Sahaba Ikram. Mawlana explains it was not the men that won the war, it was the women. Although they may call it the most backward woman in the world, Afghani women. He says, in the eyes of Allah, they're the most advanced women. Who won, who took over the country, was the sons of those women. In whose laps, those mujahideen were ta'lim. Who were fed, who were nurtured, who were given targheeb. And I'll give you a life for me. Who was behind it was the women at home, the mustahat. They are the foundation of the Muslim community. What they want to know in the children, in the men, they say holds that weight. We look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Usually we read about the Sahaba, Battle of Badr, Battle of Khandaq, Battle of Uhud. For those men and Sahaba ikram to be standing in the battlefield, who was behind them? Who allowed them to go? Who gave the targheeb? They were Khola, Khantha, Amr bin Jamuh, his wife, and all the other Sahabiya put together. What an environment in Medina Munawwara. The Ja'far bin Abi Talib, just returns also, has three sons, sees his wife, madly in love, hardly stays at home, back on Tashkil. He would tell the husband, إِيَّاكَ وَلَا حَرَامٌ فَإِنَّا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوءِ وَلَا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ. We worried now, what will happen to our homes, we go out. The Sahabiyat will tell their husbands, be careful of haram, don't bring haram in the home. فَإِنَّا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ. Oh my husband, we can make sabr upon poverty and hunger. But we cannot make sabr upon the fire of Jahannam. Don't bring that in the house. Don't bring the TV in the house. Don't bring the Wi-Fi in the house. Children will get spoiled. Sometimes the husband also. The boy finishes, he'll give him a cell phone. Give us a phone. They will say, we cannot make sabr upon the fire of Jahannam. Don't bring haram in the house. We can make sabr upon poverty and hunger. These are sahabiyat. That they push their husband in that part. There was a driving force behind them. But Yaqub Sahib used to say, one woman is made, generations are made. Generations are made. She comes upon deen, the entire house will come upon deen. Umm Sharik radiallahu anha was the first Sahabi upon whose hands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the karamat. Miracle. Upon her hands. No one before her. She became Muslim. Umm Sharik radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her family locked up in a room. Let her die. How can she give up the deen of our forefathers? They left her to die. Young girl. The heat of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Today we go for Umrah, we say, don't go, you get, don't go make tawaf in the heat, you get heat stroke. That burning hot sands of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they locked up her in the room. There's a crack in the door. Every day they come and check whether she's alive or not, or she's dead. But she had iman in her heart. Allah wanted to show the first woman that gave support was the Khadija radiallahu anha. The first miracle upon the hands of Mushrik radiallahu anha. Just before she would pass away, she was in Sakarat, you can say. Thirst, no water for 3-4 days. No food, no water. She turns to the skies. And she says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I accepted Islam willingly. I believe in you, Ya Allah. My family has locked me in this room without any food or drink. Ya Allah, you give me to drink. Ya Allah, you give me to drink. They say the roof of the house opened up. The sky split open. A bucket from Jannat came down. With Jannati water. Allah poured the water upon her, she drank from there. The brothers came and opened the door and they see her fresh than ever before. And one word she's repeating, Saqani Allah, Saqani, Allah gave me to drink. Allah gave, you see, you're a mad woman. What happened to you? Allah gave me to drink. She would stand midday in the sun and she would never get thirsty ever again. It was the masturat. Allah showed what Allah has given the masturat, what power, what influence. That if they come upon deen awliya, say one pious woman is equal to 70 awliya. What she can do. And one pious woman or one woman loses her haya and her shame, loses her deen, her direction, we know the nuqsan. We know the nuqsan. The little girl who grew up with hardly any clothing on the body. No sharam, no haya. No salah, no Quran. The TV is on, the computer is on. My kids have to get an education. Education is dini education. Young boy learns Quran Sharif, Allah will never deprive him of dunya. And so I said, we have decisions to make in our lives, our children, our families, our husband. When it comes to our children's future also, dunya is always waiting. Whether 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, people are still starting business. But no, rare you find someone at age 40 going to becoming an alim and a hafiz. Allah has a window period for this. Take it now or never. Take it now. How many a person at age 40, 50, I want to become an alim? But I can't make it now, I've got responsibilities. Allah has given our children the time to push them in the path of Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam promised that young man or young girl that grows up in the ibadah of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, they have secured for themselves a seat under the shade of Allah's throne. Allah has given the time for them to secure it. But the education out there, by remote, is depriving them of this. So they have the time, age 13, 14, 15. Send them the path of Allah. Send them to ulama ikram. Let them learn deen. Dunya is always waiting. Dunya will never go away. So Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, they were the backbone of the environment of Madinatul Munawwara. How they make the shoes of their husbands. And here ulama explain also, which is mind-boggling. It is truly amazing for us to understand the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They loved their wives, they loved the children. Their wives also loved their husbands and their children. But the ulama explained that person who hasn't learned to love Allah first in his life, the person who hasn't learned to love his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his love for the creation is fake. Is that true love? What do you say, Matlabi? If you don't know how to love the one that is feeding you, the one that has created you, my Allah, the person who has learned to love Allah, now will know how to love his or her spouse. To what extent, what degree? Maybe we can say it also, the type of love and muhabbat we have for our families could be haram love also. Beyond option, we should be loving them. So much love, now we are afraid to lose them. We are afraid to lose them. Why I am saying this? Look in the lives of Sahaba. Those Sahabiyah didn't love the children. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making tashkir in the battlefield that who will protect my camp tonight? Who will protect my camp tonight? Who stands up? On tiptoe. 13-year-old boy, 14-year-old boy, Sahabi. Says, Labbaik, I'll be there. Couldn't see him. Khair. Who has anybody else? On the other side of the line again. Labbaik, I'll be there. 2-3 times. Jamaat disperses. Where's the guard? One young boy comes out. I thought there were 3 of them. One of the people like was me. When you ask the second time, I ran there. You ask the third time, I ran there again. Who's behind this boy? Who sent him? It was my son. I said, stay at home quietly, don't go out. Stay at home quietly, don't go out. So if we get you married, but you're janho ready also. Hachaul, be careful. Sahabiya, the same. Go in the battlefield, become the guard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's making the shield 2-3 times. His young Sahabi is running up and down. I'm ready. Wrestling the other Sahabi in the battlefield. On the Nabi of Allah, we both ought to come. I'm stronger than him. I'll throw him. I'll wrestle him to the ground. Where this came from? The mother sent them. You know, beta go. The Khawla Khanta making the shield of the 4 sons. Tomorrow the battle will rage. Make sure you go out in the battlefield when he's raging. She's not making the shkil of 3 days and 40 days. Then now you're a young man, we'll get you married, waiting for the grandchildren, gonna enjoy the grandchildren. Sahaba never spoke of grandchildren. He spoke about the ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi spoke about the ummah. And here we can gauge in our homes, alhamdulillah, we have some amount of deen. But what was the deen of Sahaba? What level? We have to come to that level now. Where they knew when to attach and when to detach. What Ilyas of Rahmatullah Ali mentioned is very clearly in his third point, ilm and dhikr. He said, what is dhikr? Dhikr is to remind yourself and to remember that I am a slave of Allah 24 hours of my life. And I get married and I love my wife because it is the command of Allah. Not because I just want to love her. I love my husband because it is the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love my children because it is the command of Allah. That is a Muslim. He doesn't do anything based upon his own desires. He surrenders to the command of Allah. Allah says, love your children, I love them. Allah says, do this for them, I do it. It is the command of Allah. Allah says, love your husband to this extent, I love him for this, to this extent. I do it according to the command of Allah. Simple example. Domestic comes home in the morning. She knows the system. When you come home in the morning, first you will do the ironing. Then you do the pots. Then you do the vacuuming. Domestic comes, he starts washing the pots first. Mrs. comes in the kitchen. What you doing? Washing the pots. No, sorry, what you doing? You know, you will do the ironing first. She gets upset with that. She went against the system. You did your own thing in the houses. You're working for me or I'm working for you? You tell them who's working for who. And she says, no, I'm working long enough. I'm tired today, I'm going to do this first. She says, sorry, you do that first. Then you come into the kitchen. Then you do this, then you do that. Till today, I'm leading my life on whose command? I'm doing my own thing. My children, my husband, my home. That's why we are saying we have to go back to the lives of Sahaba. Radiallahu anhum, how they understood deen and sharia. On whose command they were moving. On whose targhib, on whose sunnat. Today, unfortunately, my deen also is my own deen. I'm doing it in my own time, in my own way, as I think is correct. It's a tartib. We're working against the tartib, so our life is backfiring. Little bit right, we get it, and it's backfiring.
Sahaba-e-Ikram heard it, they understood it, they implemented it. Recorded, I'll just follow.
The Sahabiya is making tashkil of a crew of sons. Tomorrow the battle will be raging. Is that tashkil of 3 days? Today we have our deeds of our children, this and this and this and this. As mothers naturally will have this, but that's why we have to go in the path of Allah to get our compass direct towards Qibla. Sometimes it's going to the west, sometimes to the east. Sometimes you want this team and that team. It has to go to Madinah Munawwara. What was the syllabus? What was the theme over there? What those mothers wanted from the sons? What was the desire burning in their heart? 4 sons, she made the skill. Tomorrow you'll go, don't come back home. Tomorrow go, don't come back home. Qiyamah's day, I'll be raised as a mother of Shuhada. Not 3 days of skill. Amar bin Jammu is crippled. Why be saying, you're sitting at home? Sahaba Ikram are gone in the path of Allah. They are gone now. Put him on the camel, go out in the path of Allah. What tashkil she's making? The tashkil is by tonight they can become a widow. I'm ready for it. Tomorrow I have no sons, I'm ready for it. Janazas will come out of my home. Because they understood that our life is in the command of Allah first. Not our nafs, not our whims and fancies and our plans and our dreams. This was radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu. Allah said, I'm happy with them. I'm happy with them. I'm happy with them. Allah said, I'm happy. My husband just says upon one samosa, so tasty, I get so happy. Allah said, I'm happy with you. Your tartib now is Madinah Munawwara tartib. Your plan now is a plan of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This mudakara mahol environment was created in Madinah Munawwara. If you understand this, there's no going anywhere else now. Put my child over here and to go here to do this. Allah has given us a responsibility. And the Sahaba Ikram and Sahabiya understood this. That we have a responsibility to fulfill. And in this was the contentment, was the enjoyment. To the extent, ulama explained, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, before he became radiallahu anhu, we all heard the name. Sayyidullah, the son of Allah. Battle of Uhud. The Khalid sees that the mountain pass now is unguarded. And he makes the move. Jabalul Ghamat. The mountain of the archers. These Ansar are Muhajirin. In the Battle of Uhud. Mushrikeen come full force. He sees the unguarded pass. And he makes the attack. Wahshi is there also. How many Sahaba Shaheed? Some say 50, some say 70. Easy to take the numbers, my dear brothers and sisters. We are talking about 70 Sahaba Ikram from one locality. Every street in Brits has some janazah coming out tonight. We in Brits, we overcome. Because 70 men we have lost. Usually we have one or two janazahs. Cars are lined up in the streets. Somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody's son, somebody's uncle. And every home was young children that lost their father. The boy in his teens that had the shade of his father. That young Sahabi girl that had her father. Who killed my father? Who killed my father? Khalid, 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 Khalid. We can imagine the boy's mind. Somebody steals my tires, I'm waiting to catch him, I'll kill him. Somebody broke in the house, you know the rage of the father. Here he took my father's life. If I get my hands on him, if I get my hands on him. This is our talk. What was Madinah Munawwara? 70 Sahaba Ikram dropped in one battle. Every house is taking the name of Khalid. The mushrik. If I get my hands on him, I will show him what I will do to him. After Fath Makkah, Khalid, Allah Ta'ala turns his heart around. Khalid decides to go to Madinah Munawwara. But how can I show face there? There are kids over there whose father's lives I've taken. There are women over there who have been widowed. They lost the breadwinner, as we say it. How can I go to Madinah Munawwara? But iman came in his heart. Now, ulama explained, as he comes nearer to Madinah Munawwara, his heart begins to sink. Oh Khalid, what are you doing? What are you doing? Do you know what you're doing? You've been to Medina Munawwara, they are waiting for you there. You have blood on your hands. But subhanAllah. Ulama explained that the Sahabiyat of Medina Munawwara, the iman of one person was more valuable to them than their own husbands also. I'll give up my husband for the hidayat of one man also. Of one person. They say, as he entered the gates of Medina Munawwara, the same masturat, the same sahabiyat. What hearts they had. They were carrying their babies. They sent the young boys out. Well, welcome the murderer of your father. Marhaba Khalid, marhaba Khalid, marhaba Khalid. Nabi of Allah is waiting for you. Nabi of Allah is waiting for you. He is happy, we are happy. Nabi of Allah is joyous, we are enjoying in our home because he is happy. Your hidayat is more beloved. The sacrifice of my husband and my father is worth your hidayat. Marhaba ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba ahlan wa sahlan. When he entered, he said, what kind of people are these? The young boys came to hold his hand. He's the one that killed my father. Nabi of Allah is happy with your mom, your hidayat. We are happy also. We are happy also. That was the environment in Medina to Munawwara. When the little children were playing in the streets of Medina Munawwara, when Yusuf mentioned Rahmatullah Ali. When the children used to play, somebody asked Haji Abdullah Habsab Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Sahib, so many jamaats were doing the path of Allah. So many jamaats. 1 year jamaat, 7 months jamaat, Masturat, Pakistan, 3 months jamaat. So many jamaats moving in the path of Allah. When will a revolution take place in the world? When it will happen? Ajib reply he gave. He says, when the child is playing on the street, when the child is playing on the street, for example, in our context, that little boy in the store scored the goal, he will say, Allah did it. When the child will fall and get hurt, he will say, Inna lillahi. He won't shout for his mother and father. He say, Allah did it. So when the child will say that, you'll understand where the child got it from. He got it from the lap of his mother. It will show the level of iman in that home. Then a revolution will come in the world. And when this came about, this is Sahaba radiallahu anhu's children when they used to play in Madina Munawwara, and when they used to meet and to introduce their parents. And today somebody will ask my child, or my son, who's your father? The doctor so and so. Who's your father? My father is an accountant. Who's your... All these are kufr titles. But you say these are kufr titles. Titles of kufr. Is there a title of a Muslim? Sahaba ikram children, when they wish to speak, and the young child used to ask the other child, who's your father? My father is a Badri. My father was a Uhud. Allah, my father is a big man. They understood now the level of his mother. His mother allowed his father to go and cash naqat taqada to Badr. He was already out. Because he was outgush. The outgush became now an entire battle. His mother was already at home. Father is going to the path of Allah. Do you know whether he's coming back to now? It isn't to pick up the jamaat. You mean naqat tashkeel is gone with the chilla. Now the father is afraid to phone and turning the jamaat cash. Battle of Badr was just like an outgush. Going to pick up the jamaat, to loot the jamaat, and became a full jihad. Masturat waiting at home. Husband is the path of Allah. Now the young boy will say, my father is a Badri. All his gunas are bound. In our context now, the children will say, when they will ask one another, who's your father? My father is a fomanta. My mother's been to so many Masturat chillas. My parents were in this country, in that country, in this country, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Say, when the children will talk this language, then there'll be a revolution in the world. That will only happen, my dear brothers and sisters, when we will make this qurbani and go out to cash. When we say, I am ready. When I am ready like this, then my children's language will change also. And their kalam will change. Revolution will come my own home first. Then it will spread to the neighbors, and to the neighbors, and the neighbors will say, what children do you have? What? How you have children like this? Ask the child. So my mother was in the path of Allah. When the child will cry, when the mother will leave the home and the child will cry. Just feeding the jamaat only. We went to Tashkil a few years ago, Sedu Sharif, Patan area. They said, you see, the whole jamaat into a masjid. Jamaat, that masjid doesn't allow jamaats. For 3 days, 3 days we travel. Absolutely tired. We come to the masjid. Around, just about to make Aram. Sastris come in, nikal jao, niklo, niklo. They got us out from the, threw our bags out also. We were on the street corner, absolutely tired, we are hungry also. Allah's mehman, in the path of Allah, in the deen of Allah. He said, we carry with us our atta, our dough, to make our rotis. But that must have eat roti in this week. We can't even cook the roti also. When an old lady was passing by, ma, only bake our roti for us. So she asked, who are you? We are Jamaat, sorry, we don't have Jamaats here. We don't like Jamaats. Please, we'll pay you for it. We'll pay you for it. They gave her a very large amount of money, she took it. She took the atta home, the dough home. She made the roti for them, she brought it for them. Jamaat ate and they slept on the street. Allah's mehman, the path of Allah. Next morning she came. She fed the Jamaat and she took money for it. Next morning she comes with an entire parcel of money, I came to return it. Ma, please, you made the food for us. You made the roti for us. We already paid you, so I can't keep this money. Why? She says, last night, after I fed you all, I gave you all the roti, I went back home and I fell asleep. In my sleep, I see a most beautiful woman. She comes to me, and she makes salam. And she tells me, extend your hands. She said, I put my hands forward. She took my hands in her hand and she smelt it. He says, my Abba Jan is so pleased with you that you fed his mehman tonight. Who's your mehman? Who's your Abba Jan? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Who are you, Fatima? You fed his mehman last night and there's khushu coming out from your hand because you fed the guest of Allah. What the masturat can make the jannat? Just feeding the jamaat only. Just feeding the jamaat only, she got khush khabri. If they go out in the path of Allah subhanAllah, what khush khabri they'll get, what glad tidings. Nabi of Allah will get the news in the roda that the masurat are moving in the path of Allah for my deen. They're leaving little children behind with the sahabiyat. The children are crying, mother is crying, husband is making some of those tears, one tear of the child. Allah has kept the hidayat of countries and continents. Usually they're crying for what? Sweet and chocolate. Now I'm crying, my mother is gone in the path of Allah. The child can't sleep at night, he's got fever. Nani said, don't tell the mother. Give me some medication, do this. The child got fever, the child can't, got this problem, that child fell down, mother is in the path of Allah. Allah is seeing all of the decisions of his diet is taking place for generations. Now the child is dying because the mother is not here. The child fell down, I want my ummi, ummi is gone in the path of Allah. She's sitting in Ta'ali. She's crying for the hidayat of mankind. When the child getting hurt, when Ilyas of Rahmatullah Ali, Jamaat came to Nizamuddin, there was a blind sati. Hazrat Ji is a burden. What is he going to do? He can't even make gush also. Hazrat Ji says, when he'll be walking in the path of Allah, and he will trip and he will fall, and he will say, ah, in the path of Allah, then ah, Allah will give hidayat. Then ah, Allah will give hidayat. The child will cry, oh, my ummi, she's gone in the path of Allah. The nani say, ummi is gone in the path of Allah. Ummi is gone in Jama. The child's cry, we don't know how many people's hidayat is in there. Because now the child is crying, the mother is crying also. Crying for what? Separation for Allah. That was the same cry of Hajar and Ismail. Hajar and Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salam left her, barren land, no food, just little water. The child cried, Ismail cried, the water was finished. Water was finished. The Sa'i, we do, Safa Marwa. Ajeeb Anama say, why is she going to Safa? Water was finished, she had no milk for the child, no food. She left Ismail there to die. I can't see my baby dying in my own eyes, in front of me. Better I'm far away and this Allah, you take him away. Where's his father? In the path of Allah. There was no phone call, come away now, children are sick. It was the command of Allah, he's gone in the path of Allah, I'll make sabr. I'm living in the command of Allah, he's moving in the command of Allah. She left the baby there to perish. She went on Mount Safa, maybe some help will come. She came down to Mount Safa, she began to run. Why she ran there? Because from the bottom of the valley she couldn't see Ismail. There's a parishan in the mother's heart. Mother is downstairs, the child falls up upstairs. She hears a thud, he fell down. And now the child bursts out crying. How the mother runs with all her life. How she grabs the child. Yet there's no one. She goes to Mount Marwa. From there she sees Ismail is still okay, still kicking in the sand. She goes down again. She can't see him, she's parishan, she runs up again. Allah is looking. Allah is all seeing. Look at my bandiyam, she's running for me. See how she's running. Allah loved it so much, he said this ummat was run to the qiyamah. Run to the qiyamah. I love the Hajj is running so much. Ismail is crying. The seventh time she sees somebody next to him, digging the ground. She runs quickly. The person disappeared. It was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The child cried, the mother ran, Allah gave zamzam. Rosy for the ummat till qiyamah. Allah loved it so much. Allah said, the ummat will run for you, wa hajj till qiyamah. Allah loved the crying so much, Allah gave zamzam. Allah loved the father's qurbani so much, Allah Ta'ala said, build the Kaaba Sharif. For the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, qiyamah they must go around the Kaaba Sharif. Not only that, to Ibrahim, why sacrifice him now? Allah loved it so much, sacrifice your son. Permanent separation. Not temporary 40 days or 3 days. Permanent. Permanent, take his life. He looked at the command of Allah, he wanted to sacrifice. Allah loved it so much, Allah said, this ummat will do qurbani till qiyamah. Allah has kept so much behind that wife at home that she can make decisions of hidayat for mankind till qiyamah. For this we make our intentions, inshallah. Ya Allah, I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted. My household, my children, this nani, this daddy, this mother who go in the qabr, I taught my daughters qurbani. I taught my sons qurbani, I taught them du'as. We go in the qabr, my son, my grandson, my progeny, mashallah, they walk in the musalla, he's the imam of the masjid. He's doing the khutbah, he's doing the namaz, the nani's getting the reward. The daddy's getting the reward. The daughter got the same thing, sending the children in the path of Allah. Full reward coming to the grandparents. Because we laid down the foundation. Deen came with qurbani, deen will remain with sacrifice, and deen will spread with sacrifice. Not by certificate. So we make our tashkeel and give our names. In the month of Ramadan, every day one dua is accepted. Let it be this dua. Allah accept myself, my husband, my family, my children, my parents, with the khidmat of deen, with the afiyat, izzat and barakat and duhat and salamat. This is not to give our names, that to make intention, we do four things, we make niyat. Ya Allah, I'm ready. Ya Allah, I'm ready. Jamal getting ready the last 10 days. Ya Allah, I'm ready for 5 days of Ramadan. 5 days, 3 days. Ya Allah, I want to go. But everything is saying you can't go, but I want to go. When I make the intention, I put my name down, my husband's name. I'm ready to go with him. Don't look at the environment around me, whether I can't go. This, I want to go. I want to go. I put my name down. Then I two rakah salatul hajat every day. Ask Allah. Allah will take me out. Think of sadqah. And the fourth thing very important is talking at home. We're going in jamaat. We're going in jamaat. We're going in jamaat. Tell the children. Tell the husband. Tell the parents. It'll come. Allah sees. Allah hears. She's talking about it. She wants to go in jamaat. She wants to. Allah will change all the conditions around. Allah will take us out. We do these four things. Make the intention. Salatul Hajat and Dua, Sadaqah, we start talking about it. Put our names down, say Allah, I'm ready. Whether it be the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, the best time to go in the path of Allah. Whether 3 days or 5 days, after the Ijtima, bring on Jamaat to Durban also. So we can make our Jamaat, so make our Tartib accordingly, inshallah. The Tashkeel can take place now, we can take down the names and give Tartib, inshallah. SubhanAllah wa bihamdika, mashallah.